You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment, to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I'm excited to be here with you today. As always, I'm excited. Quickly, here's my question for you. Are you a person that you're looking at everything, you're watching the news, you're consuming the latest of headlines, you're scrolling through everything, and all you see is uncertainty, difficulty? Everything you look at feels like fear, confusion, turmoil, and it's rocking you. It's causing you to question, how am I ever going to fulfill what I want to fulfill on this earth? Well, if that's you, I've got good news for you. But first of all, I just want to give you a quick update. We are into our third week of our Bible study. It's going really well. If you've missed out, there's still time to join. I've got another session going next Thursday, and that'll be our wrap up. I have a feeling we'll be doing some more in-person stuff like that. And we're going to be launching our Facebook page in May, so look for that. But I appreciate you guys so much. If you guys have any feedback, have anything that you'd like me to discuss or talk about, I'm always open to that. So send me any kind of comments that you'd like to have me to listen or to speak to you about or to research or to have someone on my podcast about. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for making my podcast a top 3% podcast. I'm blown away by that. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And now back to it. The other day I was thinking about, what is the enemy's intent in your life? So sometimes we think that you're just going to walk on this earth and you're going to put your hand to the plow and you're going to have a dream, you're going to have a vision, you're just going to work it out and you're going to do it. And you felt something, you felt prompted, you felt like you're supposed to do something. And that stuff's just going to come easily for you and things are just going to fall into place and that's how it's going to be. When the actual intent of the enemy is to make God's word of no effect. His actual intent is to make God's word of no effect. I'm going to say it again. The intent of the enemy of your soul is to make the word of God of no effect. Here's what I mean by that. He's always trying to make God look like a liar. He'll keep throwing circumstances and circumstances and circumstances at you to make you think that God's a liar, that his promises aren't real and they aren't true. And here is the reality of it. About 6 months ago, I was listening to a friend of mine talking, and she was talking about this pastor that she has been listening to. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know him. I know his daughter. Anyway, so I went back, and this guy's been in the ministry for like 50-some years, and every year in October, the Lord gives him a word for the year. He seeks God. He goes away, spends a couple weeks just to know, what does 2023, what does 2024 look like? What's the word for it? And so Dr. Jerry Seville went home to be with the Lord this week, and I have spent probably, I don't know, I've probably listened to his teaching on the 2024 probably 15, 20 times so far this year because I was just getting it set in me. And here's what he said, and I'm like, this is going to line up. 2024 will be a year of progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectation fulfilled. 2024 will be a year of progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectation fulfilled. But the caveat is this. If you keep your focus on God and you don't let your eye come off, if you don't look at your circumstances, you don't look at everything around you, you don't look at that, you don't take it in. I'm not saying don't be aware. I'm saying don't take it into your spirit. Look only at God. I have a friend who always says to me, Amy, if you stare at your problems, you'll become a pessimist. If you stare at your problems, you won't do anything. You'll pull back. You'll withdraw. You'll back away. But if you stare at God, there's no way that you're not going to be an optimist. There's no way that you're not going to be positive. There's no way that you're not going to be full of victory. And there's no way that you're not going to walk in some level of provision because you're staring at abundance. You're staring at the creator of all things, the maker of all things, the one who holds all things in his hands. So if you stare at the God and glance at your problems, you can walk forward and possess. And so I just thought today, Dr. Jerry Seville was a general of the faith, and he was 76 years old, and he has been 50 some years all over the world. And when I heard that he passed, my heart was so sad because he's done so much. But I went back to his word. 2024, a year of progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectation fulfilled. Do you know that expectation is what draws things to you? So let's talk about this. If the enemy's plan is to always take you off course and to make the word of God of no effect, to make God out to be a liar, if that's what his plan is, guess what he has to work with? He has to work with your emotions. He has to work with the things that come before you that wear you out, that cause you to get burdened down, that cause you to feel that yoke of heaviness. That's what he comes for, right? Because here's the reality of it. Your expectations draw to you what you're expecting. If you expect things to go poorly, they will. If you expect resistance when you're talking to somebody, you'll get it. If you expect great things to come forward, if you expect goodness and greatness and provision, it will show up. So guys, he's always after to put things in your path to make you feel discouraged, to make you feel, to take your I don't want to talk about like vibrational energy and frequency and all that kind of stuff, but there is a thing about when you are operating at the highest faith level, when you're operating in abundant mindset, when you're operating like good things are coming to you, guess what happens? You draw good things to you. You draw people to you. You become magnetic to other people. When you're in that lower level of, oh, woe is me. Yeah, that's probably going to happen. That's probably not going to work out. Won't be able to pay that bill. Won't be able to pay that. I don't know. That job probably won't work out. Oh, that friendship probably is not going to go anywhere. You get what you expect. It is just a law. So I'm going to read this again. 2024, your year of progressing, advancing, and experiencing promotion and seeing your highest expectation fulfilled. But if, you don't look at your circumstances and stare at it, and you don't get all discouraged, and you don't walk in a lack of faith, and you don't walk in just like, oh, how's it ever going to be? Again, when you stare at God, you stare at unlimited possibility. When you stare at God, you stare at the creator of the universe that can connect you to any person on this earth. One person, one connection, one friendship, one phone call, one contact can change your world. It can change your life. And so sometimes when you look at things, like the devil tries to make you think that what your current circumstances are, that they're not going to change. Well, I have good news and bad news for you. If you're on the mountaintop, guess what? Change is coming. You'll probably be in the valley at some point. If you're in the valley, good news. Change is coming. Seasons change. Change is the only thing in this life that you can count on. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. If you want to advance forward, it is a commitment. It is a decision. If you want to just take the back road and slide back in life, do nothing. You have to be an active participant in your growth, an active participant in the development of your dreams, an active participant in making things happen in your life. If you set back and like, so suck my toe kind of an attitude, like, well, it'll be what it'll be, happy, you know, all these kinds of things. Guess what? You're going to get very little out of this life. You have to labor to enter into things. You have to, you know, you have to be almost, I don't know, you have to be aggressive with your faith. You have to be aggressive in pursuing your dreams. And everything in this world today tells you there's not enough. The promises that you heard from the Lord, that they don't hold up. God said he desires above all things, that you prosper and be in health just as your soul prospers. He didn't say that, but not in 2024 with the economy the way it is. He said, I desire above all things, that you prosper and be in health. I've made you the head and not the tail. But not this week when you're walking through what seems like the opposite of that. No, guys, he's always trying to make the word of God of no effect. Your latter days will be better than your former days. Wow, doesn't look like it. He is a God of increase. I'll increase you the more, you and your children. Boy, if I look at my circumstances, I'm not seeing that. You have to know the enemy of your soul, all he wants to do is make God look like he's not real, make God, the word of God look like it has no impact on anything and it's not true. And when you know that that's the intent of it, you can prepare yourself. And this is how you do it. If you're suffering right now from discouragement, from a feeling of, man, God, I don't know how you're ever going to turn this around. I feel like I've got such a ceiling and a limitation on my life. I'm going to have you do a few things. Number one, let's just repent for the discouragement. Let's repent for giving place to that. Remember a few weeks ago on my podcast, we talked about discouragement. Like, it's just like the enemy. Discouragement is a heavy blanket. It literally causes your energy level and all that you carry to repel things from your life. It causes you to keep bringing the same kind of situation that you have back to you. Lack, nothing, rejection, all the yuck, 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 right? It just keeps bringing it back to you. So I want you to repent for it. Be active against it. Hey, God, forgive me. Forgive me for being discouraged. Forgive me for being downcast. Forgive me for giving place to all these things and looking at my circumstances around me and not looking at your word. I reclaim it. I put it under the blood, and I want a fresh start, a fresh perspective. And I'm going to start new right now. And then I'm going to reinforce, you're the God that supplies all my needs. That's what the word says. You supply all my needs. That you're the lifter of my head, that you desire above all things that I prosper and be in health, that you're the God that increases me the more. My children are increased. My finances are increased. My health is increased. Everything I set my hand to do prospers and succeeds. You enlarge me. You enlarge the place I'm in. You enlarge influence in my life. You enlarge the influence that I have in others. That is what the word says. Circumstances try to tell you the opposite. Here's what I can tell you. If you're in a season where you feel like you're getting your head kicked in, you feel like you're standing, but you're hardly standing. You feel like you're praying, but you've got your hands clenched so tight and you're just hanging on for dear life because life is hitting you in waves of discouragement, setback, defeat. If that is you, grab yourself, take a hold of yourself on the inside and start over. Refuse it, because here's the thing. On the other side of that wave, on the other side of that battle, is the greatest breakthrough that you've been waiting for. If you will not quit, God won't quit. Say what he says. If you don't know what to say, say what he says. Grab some of those quick scriptures. Say what he says. Look at your circumstances and say, oh, God's doing a new thing in my life. And it's starting to happen, and it's happened quick, quick, quick. Provision, opportunity, health, healing, promotion. It's coming to me. Say what he says. Don't echo the words of your circumstances. Don't keep repeating them. Don't keep saying them, because you just keep eating the fruit of your words. And guess what? That's not a good sandwich to eat. When you're sitting there eating the fruit of your words, you're eating bitterness, you're eating hopelessness, you're eating discouragement. Guys, don't eat those words. Don't speak them, because you don't want to eat them. But literally reclaim reclaim where you've given place to all those words. But they found a spot in you, and get back up. And you have to become so immovable, almost immovable. And you're going to see the promises of God fulfilled in your life. Become immovable. Refuse to be discouraged. Refuse to give up. Refuse to quit, and keep moving. Because if you keep moving and you faint not, if you keep moving and you don't cater to discouragement, if you keep moving and you keep your focus on him, God, Jesus, who is all provision, who's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you look through the Bible, it's all. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. He's literally the door opener of all things for your life. Don't let the enemy have his way and literally cause you to think that the word of God has no effect. It has massive effect. The Bible says that his words are life and they're spirit, right? So when you speak those words out, you're speaking life. You're speaking. And here's the thing. When you speak to that mountain of resistance in front of you, that mountain knows your voice. Speak to your mountain. The Bible says, speak to your mountain. Tell it to be cast into the sea. I always say, hey, old mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. I say it so many times. Mountain of resistance, get out of my way. This ceiling, this is a mountain, get out of my way. This, I talk crazy. And if y'all know me, you know I do. But guess what? I know it works, so I don't care. But again, you're going to reclaim it, repent for it. Find the verse and get back up there and become immovable. Get laser focused. And when everything starts to try to grab your attention, because circumstances do. They just like, can you just see it? You're walking down a hall and it's just like, everyone's like cheering, like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And your promise is at the end of the hall and it's all trying to take your attention. Do you understand that as you get closer to the line? I mean, look at all these, the women's basketball games. When they would get close to the end of the game or they would get close to the basket, I mean, it was every distraction, everything to just throw them off kilter, to distract, to do whatever. Think about that. That's what your enemy does. When you're getting so close to the breakthrough, so close to walking in the fullness of all things, to seeing the next thing, the next season open up, to see that which you've been birthing come into fulfillment. When you get there, you are going against all the things that are trying to break your focus, to keep you. I call them the border guards. They're trying to keep you from possessing your promise. So guys, recommit. Sometimes we just need to go back and recommit. I do that often. Well, I blew it today. I gave place to this today. I set up a bunch of stuff. And there are times when you just have to share and you have to get things out and you have to share it with a trusted friend. But reclaim those words. Don't let them just stay in the atmosphere. I reclaim them. I put them under the blood. I neutralize the power of them. I do all that. And then I just thank God that I have a fresh start. I wash my perceptions. I wash my emotions. I wash my situations in the blood. And I thank God for the cleansing power of the blood. And then I just begin to speak to my mountain. And I just begin to speak to it. And I begin to get my authority back. And I begin to speak. I seed my future with promise. I seed my future with hope. I seed my future with success by my very word. I seed it. I seed it. I walk in abundance. People are drawn to me. They're magnetized to me. People want to do business with my company. My company is sought out. Like everything. My children are blessed. My children are favored. They're a blessing to everyone they come in contact with. Like seed your future with success. And then refuse to give place to the bait of offense, the bait of discouragement, the enticing. When I see that, when I'm really lasered in on something, it seems like that stuff comes even at a higher level. But this is what I know. I lock in. I start to listen to worship music. I put on the word of God at night. I'll listen to something. I'll listen to Psalms and Proverbs all night long, just in my AirPod, in my earbud. Like I'm transforming my mind because I know as a man thinketh, so he is. And your life literally takes on what your interior is like. If you're not happy in a situation in your life, look inside. And I say that with no judgment at all. If you're not happy with what you see on the outside, look inside. Take extreme personal responsibility and look at the things that you've given place to, where you've laid down on your dreams, where you've given things up, where you've settled in on bitterness, where you've settled in and maybe, discouragement and disillusionment, and you've catered to it. Go back again, reclaim that. Get back up and become immovable. Because the God of this universe is also the God on the inside of you. The resurrection power that got him out of the grave is the resurrection power that you carry on the inside. And all dead things in your life can become literally alive. The Bible said, will these dry bones live? Yes, hear the word of the Lord. Live, live, live. Sometimes you have to prophesy over your dreams. I have to prophesy over my dreams all the time. I prophesy them. I speak they're coming to fulfillment. I speak it all the time. I'm seeding my future because I want to walk on a path that I love to walk on. I want to walk on a path that's growing brighter and brighter, that's strewn about with great provision, that's strewn about with great favor, that's strewn about with great opportunity. That's the path I want to walk on. But guess what? Getting there, you got to walk through the thorns and the thistles and keep the focus. Keep looking up. Don't let your eye be single. Let your eye be focused. Because when you know the enemy just wants to take you out and make the word of God of no effect to you, to make him a liar, to make you feel disappointed in him, to make you feel like, what's the point? I'm telling you, that's the entire intent of everything, is to disconnect you. But when you recognize that, you have to think this, and I'll part with this and I'll end with this. Thieves don't go after empty vessels. people don't try to go after people that don't have a lot. The enemy doesn't go after something that doesn't have a ton of potential. The enemy doesn't go after something that isn't carrying great promise. Like, thieves don't rob empty vessels. They just don't. They don't rob empty places. They go where the goods are at. So if you're in a battle, take heart. Turn the narrative, flip the narrative and say, man, if I'm in a battle, there is good, great, and better things coming to me in Jesus' name. Boy, I hope you feel encouraged by this podcast. Just, I hope you feel a strengthening on the inside to step back and to take your place and become immovable in the pursuit of all that God has for you on this earth. Keep your eye focused. Keep it single. Reinforce what he says. Say what he says. You don't know what to say? Say what he says. Eat the fruit of those words. Refuse discouragement. Throw it off like a yoke. Throw that old blanket off and say, this doesn't belong here anymore. I'm going forward. Go and possess. And again, remember this, according to Dr. Jerry Seville, this word from the Lord for 2024. You'll progress. You'll advance. You'll experience promotion. And you'll see the highest expectation, your highest expectation fulfilled, if you keep your eye singly focused on him. So be blessed. Know that you carry greatness on the inside and that you are more. Be blessed. See you.